Probably not.
Pardon me?
Probably not. I think just in general.
One man, one voice. We talked to Christian Vestalainen, and he wasn't too talkative about what's gone on in the last few days. And I'm wondering if you could clear up whether he was brought up to prevent an exit to Europe or what exactly was going on.
We're going on the road for 4 and 6. They'll be probably, we think, very heavy games. So he's an option for us as a player.
Would you have preferred to leave him in the AHL?
Been very difficult to get him into the games from there. Just logistically, that's a long way to skate for the opening of the game.
Is it fair to say that it'd be hard right now from your standpoint, whether it's him or Brendan, to put him in with how good those three have been playing?
Yeah, I'm not looking at changing anything based on the play that we have. We like where that line's going. I would say that it's not necessarily a chemistry thing, though. Anybody that we play with, Matty Perreault seems to play their A game. Roslovic has taken that first 20 games, I think, and learned some things. You could just see it in practice, the way he's moving now, quite a bit different than he was 8 weeks ago. So individually, I think Nick Petan's got some experience in his game now, and there's not a lot of systems questions. You know, it's the advantage of being with the group for so long. So individually, all three of them have made a good line. But like I said, we're going to go into heavy games, and it's 4 and 6, and we want to make sure that if we need options, whether through injury or through play, that we have them.
Pettersson didn't play here when Van was in earlier this year. Lots of talk, obviously, about him to begin the season. What have you seen as you get ready to face him for the first time tomorrow?
You know, another special young player. We are still excited about them when they come into the league. It just seems to be a bunch of them every year now, right? These kids come in at 18 and they can play and make plays, and some of their styles are so different, but you'll treat them based on what you've seen. He's an A guy, and a little more unusual in terms of how they run their bench, though. They come up with an awful lot of different combinations off the bench. They don't, or haven't recently set with a line or a line matching at all. So finding him will be a challenge. He's a special young man.
Paul, with somebody that new to the league, do you watch extra video? Do you make your defenders and goaltenders more aware of what their tendencies might be?
No, we would put it in more of a team format. So if you have a player that changes kind of how they attack or because of what he can do, then you put that as part of their game plan. So you have a player like David's extreme speed or something else on one of these younger guys, it just makes the video and you watch it. He's adept at finding holes, stretching the zone a little bit, and then he can get it off his stick where he wants it, so you have to take that. So all the standard rules that would apply. There's nobody in this league that I think we have specific rules for, but certainly certain styles we watch.
I know every road trip, every game is important, but this block of four games coming up seems kind of crucial to whether you guys can maintain your spot or improve where you're at. Is there an extra emphasis for you for this week?
No, I think this is Central Division hockey, really. We're chasing two teams, and we'd be sitting fairly well in just about every other division. You'd be pretty pleased where you're at, but you're sitting in the three hole now, and you've got a games in hand that are won by the player, the teams, and the teams that are right behind you are right behind you. So this is something that you're playing here now with where the teams are at in their kind of life cycle. Central Division's can be really good for an awfully long time, so you're never getting comfortable here. You're never having anything accomplished until the 82nd game is done, and you'll see where you're at. You have to be good every week.
Just one last thing about Vestalainen, and do you expect to use him in the next four games?
I don't have an expectation of it. I don't have a game penciled for him or for Brendan, and they may both be playing in Calgary. But going into Van, we'll start, our plan is, and unless somebody catches the flu here between now and then, we'll go with our lineup that we finish with.
As you close in the quarter mark of the season, Paul, how happy are you with the defensive play of your club?
I would say I'm happy with the trend. Goals against per game is an important stat for us, what we're giving up. I think it's been a focus for us. I would say for the last eight where we've almost exclusively focused on that. So I like the trend.